The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, we'll be talking later with Noah Williams of the Tympanic Blues Band based in Decatur. They're going to be playing the post-Christmas blues party at Celebrity Nights Lounge in Decatur on the day after Christmas, the 26th, from 5 to 8:30 in the evening. And we'll hear some of their music and share some conversation with you, our listeners. I hope you'll stay tuned. Performance by a group called, and what is they called? Say It With a Smile. No Hand to Hold, sorry. Say It With a Smile, a local group. And you can get more information on them at sayitmusic.com. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Trombonist Jim Pugh of the University of Illinois faculty, jazz faculty, was here last week talking about a show, and he brought in for me a disc called The Holly and the Ivy, a Christmas concert with the Montclair Citadel Band of the Salvation Army, conducted by bandmaster Charles Baker. Jim Pugh featured as arranger and trombonist, trombone soloist in some of the tunes. This is one by William Gordon called Christmas Bolero.
Thank you.
Montclair Citadel Band out of Montclair, New Jersey. They're a Salvation Army band and performed the Christmas Bolero by William Gordon. And I imagine many of you recognized certainly The Little Drummer Boy, words and music by Catherine Davis, originally known as The Carol of the Drum, and sort of in the style of a bolero, not exactly the same time signature as Ravel's famous piece, but still. And bandmaster Charles Baker was the conductor of that group. Stay tuned for a conversation with Noah Williams of the Decatur-based Timpanic Blues Band here on Live and Local.
Thank you. got a thing to lose.
My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Noah Williams, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist, one of the guitarists with the Timpanic Blues Band, who are based in Decatur, and they're going to be performing at a post-Christmas blues party on the 26th at Celebrity Nights Lounge on 22nd Street in Decatur from 5 to 8:30 that evening. And I became aware of them just because somebody had told me about the Decatur Blues Society, which I didn't previously know about. And so here on Live and Local, we're trying to learn about new opportunities from our point of view for people to go out and see and hear live music and then share those with our listeners. So, Noah, thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
How long has the group been around?
Since March of 2010, so not very long.
Oh, so you're a brand new group. I didn't realize
that.
Oh, yeah. Are you kind of the founder, or did you and the other guys just get together spontaneously, or what?
Well, I've known our keyboard player, Nick, we've been playing music together for the past 12 years, I mean, since we were 13. But the group actually started with, I was playing the Decatur Blues Society open mic by myself, and our other guitar player, Shelby, was there and asked me if I'd be interested in trying to start a group. So it just grew from there.
And how often does the Blues Society have open mic sessions?
They have them once a month, and they go around from different bars and taverns and stuff in town. So there's always a new location to bring out people that might live closer, or however they come around.
How many places are there in Decatur that offer the blues?
Well, since the Decatur Blues Society started doing it, I'd say there's about 20 different locations that have been interested in having blues bands and blues groups play.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty nice. And how long has the Decatur Blues Society been around?
They formed, I think it was August 2009.
So that's a recent thing, too.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing what we call community conversation here at WILO with, I think, at the annual meeting of the Decatur Blues Society. We were supposed to have done it this month, and then one of our members got sick, so I think we're going to do it in February. So I'll be looking forward to hearing more about that from folks involved there. Are you involved with the society?
Oh, yeah, I'm a member. I'll be at the meeting you guys are at.
Oh, well, great. So I'll actually
get
to meet you in person then.
Possible.
So when you do an open mic, did you just grab your guitar and?
Yeah, I just played acoustic, kind of a Delta style type of blues. It's the easiest way to play by yourself because at the time I didn't really know any other blues musicians in town or anybody interested in playing that until I saw a flyer about an open mic.
So how did you get involved in doing it in the first place?
I started playing blues a couple years ago. I'd always been interested in it through playing different things, but I got into it, I think it was about 2.5 years ago. I really got into it when I was listening to the radio and a B.B. King song came on, and I said, I haven't listened to blues in a long time, and then just never stopped.
So if you're finding blues on the radio, what station do you find that on?
I found it. I was in Chicago when I heard it.
Oh, in Chicago.
So, not here, sadly.
Well, you can. I don't know if you guys get WEFT in. Can you hear WEFT in Decatur?
Some places.
Yeah, because I know they do blues every weekday afternoon. Yeah. So that's the only place I know that you could hear it.
Yeah.
So just one kind of random hearing in Chicago said, "Gee, I'd like to try this."
Yeah. I'd always been interested. Me and our keyboard player Nick have always played different kinds of music together, from pop and jazz and R&B and rock and roll and stuff, and we'd always played a little blues too, and we never really gotten into it heavily, and just I don't know, something about that one song just made me want to start playing more and more. And then as I played more and more and listened more and more and discovered more and more artists and groups, just fell in love with it.
And you started poking around YouTube or buying recordings or borrowing recordings or?
A little bit of all. I always like to buy the actual albums because I'm a big liner notes reader.
Oh, you and me both. I mean, iTunes is great, but you can never get the notes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't know who's doing what and where. So I went to the local CD store here in town, GB CDs and Tapes, and the guys there are big blues enthusiasts, and I said, I'm looking for something I haven't heard that's good. And they just started handing me different things and playing me different things and helped me out discovering a lot of stuff. So thanks to them.
So you're pretty much learning by listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's a pretty traditional way for blues and jazz musicians definitely to do it, and lots of old time as well.
Yeah.
When did you pick up the guitar, and were you mostly just initially interested in rock?
I got my first guitar, I was 12. And at the time, it was old rock. It was like Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and things like that, because I started playing piano first, and I wanted to play piano like Jerry Lee Lewis did. So that's where that started.
And did that not go so well, which is why you ended up with the guitar?
Well, my teacher was very classical, and at the time I didn't have the appreciation for it that I do now. Now I have tons of classical CDs, but at the time I was stubborn, said, this is boring, I don't want to do this. And so I kind of lost focus on the piano and started playing the guitar, and then a couple years later started playing piano again, learning the classical and learning the blues and the jazz. So
do you and Nick, and we're talking about Nick Alexander here, your keyboard player, do you guys ever trade off on the keyboards?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time, because he's a very skilled guitar player, too. So sometimes we'll switch right in the middle of a song, or we do Jerry Lee Lewis's Whole Lot of Shaking when we're trying to get people up and dancing, and we'll dual piano. We've got some dual piano solos that we'll do on that. And just whenever really it hits us, because we'll just switch off every now and then.
Well, let's give listeners a little sample of what you guys sound like. I mean, I actually failed to say that when we, right before we started talking, I had just played your performance of Damn Right I've Got the Blues from the WEFT, what they call WEFT sessions, which are usually Monday nights live in their studios in Champaign, and you played there a few months ago. And and so we've got a couple others from there. I'll let you pick here. We got Me and the Devil Blues, or one called Up and Gone.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go with Me and the Devil.
And your colleagues here in the Tympanic Blues Band, Shelby Strum, does he say his name?
Yes, yeah.
A fellow guitarist, Andrew...
Hydeen.
Oh, really? Hydeen. I wouldn't get that.
Yeah.
On the bass.
I pronounced it wrong for a while.
Well, it looks like Hayden, but not the composer, Hyden. And then John Svoboda, how does he say his last name?
Svoboda.
Say it again?
Svoboda.
Svoboda, okay. But otherwise, Boda for short.
Yeah.
On the drums. And the Tympanic Blues Band playing, what did you just say? Me and the Devil Blues, right?
Me and the Devil.
From WEFT Sessions earlier this year. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Oh, like I said, is fast. You may wonder why I would talk around. Maybe it's that whiskey. You may wonder why I would talk around. Must be that old evil spirit. So did that evil girl. They bury my body down by the highway side. One more time, dude, man.
Me and the Devil Blues by the Timpanic Blues Band. We're talking with Noah Williams, who's vocalist and guitarist here on Live and Local. The band's going to be the featured artist at the post-Christmas blues party in Decatur at the Celebrity Nights Lounge on the 26th from 5 to 8:30. So were you doing the guitar there, keyboards, both, since we were talking earlier about switching off?
Yeah, on Me and the Devil, I was doing guitar and singing. I mean, I do all the singing, so I was doing mostly guitar, too. So that was singing and guitar there.
What about a vocal styling? Did you have, of all the folks you listen to, did you have anybody in particular that you try to emulate or that you feel more inspired by?
I love Ray Charles and Buddy Guy. Those are two of my favorite singers. I don't know if I try to emulate, but I do try to at least give them their due credit, due justice to the songs that we do by them.
And the songs that you... So when you say the songs that you do by them, so you do some of their tunes and then you try to sort of channel that particular singer?
Yeah, I've never taken any kind of vocal lessons at all. In fact, I never wanted to sing at all. So I learned just by singing along with the radio. So sometimes it comes out almost imitation style, just because I've sung along with their versions of it so many times, driving around, or you know, it just comes out almost. Sounding a little bit like their versions.
I would think that would be difficult to learn that way, and then really find your own style. I know when I've coached musical theater, I often will encourage the singers to avoid recordings, at least during the course of doing the show. Because it is so difficult not to try to sound like somebody else.
Yeah. Well, and as we're starting now, we're writing more songs. I'm starting to find my own kind of voice and my own kind of a cross breed of different singers that I like all kind of mixed into one. So writing a lot has helped me kind of find my own style and my own way of singing.
So the tune we just heard, I should probably know, is that a traditional tune? Is it somebody else's? Was it your
tune?
That
was an old 1930s Robert Johnson number.
And what about Damn Right You've Got the Blues, which we heard at the beginning? That's a traditional one, isn't it? Or at least it's an older one.
I don't know who wrote it. I know Buddy Guy made it famous.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've definitely heard various people do that one.
Yeah.
Do we have any samples of from those WEF sessions a while ago that were your own?
Not at that time, because at that time we had just added Nick, and so everything was pretty fly-by quick. What songs could he learn fast?
Okay. And who writes the tunes when you do originals? Do you do them together?
A lot of the time Shelby and I will meet up, or I'll go to his place, or he'll come to my place, and we'll he'll have a guitar line, or I'll have a vocal line, or switch back and forth, you know. And we'll kind of write as much as we can, and then take it to the guys, and if they like it, then we'll start filling in different parts and adding different bridges and chorus lines and everything like that. So we usually, Shelby and I, start the writing process, and then the group finishes it.
And, well, so you sort of suggested it's a mix of starting with the words, or maybe starting with the music, or starting with a particular, I guess the basic chord sequence is generally the same, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff is just the 12-bar, 1-4-5, you know, chord progressions. Every once in a while, we'll mix it up and throw, you know, an off chord in there somewhere, but it's usually just 1-4-5, either 12 or 16-bar.
What appeals to you about the blues? What do you think it was way back when you heard, would you say it was Buddy Guy initially, right?
Yeah.
What grabbed you about it, and then what has held you about the blues?
Well, it's one of those things. The blues is one of the only forms of music that A is called a feeling. I mean, it's called, when people wake up that don't even like the blues and say, I have the blues today. And I think it's because the chord progressions are so standard and so almost, you could almost say, simple. It's one music that almost depends on your own soul, your own emotion putting into the song to make that song stand out from just another song.
Well, in the blues, you know, we think of the blues as being a sort of a down feeling, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh, no. In fact, I always felt it was quite opposite. I mean, I always felt that this is something you can listen to or sing along to kind of, you know, give you the strength to get, you know, through whatever you're going through. I mean, a lot of these songs are about love lost or hard times, or, you know, being desperate and broke, and these people got through it and you can too.
Well, and sometimes they're not even about bluesy kind of things at all. It can just be about fun stuff. It could be just about sex and other pleasurable activities that just pick up from the musical style.
Yeah.
So almost when you say, you know, I've got the blues, it may mean an emotion, or it may mean you've got the music.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, you take a song like, you know, we play, like I said, Jerry Lee Lewis's Whole Lotta Shaking. I mean, they say it's a rock and roll song, but it's a 12-bar blues, you know, and it's not even really sped up from some blues song. So it's really a blues song just covered up by being called rock, but there's nothing sad about that one.
And what determines blues specifically? Does it generally mean it's the basic chord structure, and then?
A lot of times, it's the basic chord structure. It's got the like I said, the 1-4-5, you know, pattern. So you just, it's a constant beat.
So in other words, if you hear a rock tune and you say, well, it sounds like rock and roll, but it's really the blues, is it the chord that gives it away, especially?
Yeah, it's definitely the chord progression and the timing that gives it away, and almost the way that the lines are, because the blues has a lot of blues songs, not all of them, but a lot of them have the AAB pattern of singing, where you sing a line, repeat the line, and then sum the line up. And a lot of those early rock songs did that.
Earlier on, you said that when you went to the open mic session for the Decatur Blues Society at some bar or another. You were just initially playing acoustic. In all these recordings from Weff Sessions, you're playing electric blues. Is that what you do pretty exclusively or sometimes not?
Usually during the actual show, it's pretty much electric. We don't do a lot of changeover instruments or anything like that. Now, in between sets, Nick and I will usually get up and do different numbers, or sometimes we'll use an acoustic and just the acoustic and the piano and the singing, and just to keep the music going in between sets, because we don't want people to get up and leave.
Well, that's a good strategy, because that could easily happen.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get up there, and sometimes we'll start playing different jazz numbers and things like that, just to change the pace a little bit. And plus, it gives us an outreach for other types of music, because all of us in the band are interested in so many different kinds of music that we all have different outreaches to either go perform another style of music or record another style of music, just to have an outreach to get that out.
Have you or any of the other guys in the band studied music formally?
Our bass player was a percussion major in college.
Now, how did he come around to bass?
His brother plays bass in another local band around here. And when we were searching for a bass player, his brother had offered to come and fill in at different shows we had lined up. And then he stepped in and said, well, I'm, interested in just playing. And he's an extraordinary bass player. And he's also a great drummer. And he's a wonderful ear player. I mean, he'll pick up a song quick just by listening to it a couple of times. So he's been a great asset.
And this is Andrew Hydeen, right?
Yep.
Yeah, your bass player. So he's the only one who's been to music school of some kind?
Yeah, I mean, I took both Nick and I took a band and orchestra in school. And so I played the cello, and he was in the jazz band. And, I took some piano lessons, but never anything super formal.
How much did you do with the cello? And why did you pick the cello?
Well, I started in fourth grade on the viola. And then we got to junior high, and they didn't have any cello players. So they asked if I'd like to switch, and I switched. And I love the cello. I'm a big Yo-Yo Ma fan. I have a bunch of Yo-Yo Ma recordings. And I love the deep, rich tone of the cello. I've always loved that sound.
Do you still play it?
I don't have one anymore. I've been wanting to get one because we thought it would be interesting to see if we could add cello to a blues song.
That was going to be my next question, whether you ever did it.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. It's a goal. We know somebody who's looking to sell one right now, so I'm hoping to get around that. Maybe Santa Claus will help me out.
Well, I was thinking maybe Santa Claus is listening to this broadcast and he'll hear Noah Williams' Christmas list there.
Yeah.
And maybe one will show up soon, and you can play it at the post-Christmas blues party. Well, let's play another song here. We're talking with Noah Williams of the Tympanic Blues Band. Let's put in this other song we mentioned earlier, Up and Gone. This is also from the Weft Sessions at WFT in Champaign earlier this year. Who does this one come from?
This is a Tab Benoit song, and he's a blues player from Louisiana, because we like to vary up what we play. There's so many bands that are just Chicago blues bands or Memphis blues bands or Texas, but we like so many different kinds that our shows have everything.
Well, here's a sample. It's called Up and Gone with the Tympanic Blues Band. They're going to be at Celebrity Nights Lounge in Decatur on the day after Christmas, the 26th, from 5 to 8:30. And you're listening to Live and Local.
Standing in the door, speaking your mind, waiting you out the door, leaving me behind. Every time something goes wrong, you open the door. Surely would love it, no. Where you go, you walk out my door. Well, I can't wait, I don't allow for you to come home. dummy strum playing some guitar.
That was called Up and Gone with the Tympanic Blues Band based in Decatur. They were performing at Weft Sessions in Champaign at WFT 90.1 FM. And you can listen to blues every afternoon on Weft. Here I am on WILL promoting another radio station. But since the blues, the blues starts during my program, so I shouldn't really do that. But oh well, I like to listen to them a lot myself. Noah Williams is with us on the phone from your Decatur, right?
Yeah.
Does everybody in the band live and work in Decatur?
Either Decatur or Mount Zion. So pretty much we just say it's from Noah from Decatur.
Yeah, close enough. Celebrity Nights Lounge, that's one of the, you said maybe 20 or so bars in and around Decatur that are open to blues bands?
Oh, yeah, and this is all fairly recent. A lot of these bars and different clubs have become corporate sponsors of the Decatur Blues Society, and one thing that they do is if a bar becomes a corporate sponsor, they'll hold events at these different things to help promote them and help promote the different bars and get sales. So Celebrity Nights is another one that just joined. They haven't had an event out there yet, but they'll come to the meetings. And since I go to the meetings, I got to talking with him, and we were interested in putting a show together. And he decided that the day after Christmas sounds good, and I'm not a big Christmas person as it is, so... Blues at Christmas time, fly with me.
So this is their first blues gig then?
No, I think they had, if I remember correct, I believe they had the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band in there not too long ago. I think it was maybe 2 months ago they were in there.
Yeah, Kilbourne Alley's here in Champaign.
Oh, yeah, we go see them every time they're in town.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned them, what do you think you do differently from Kilbourne Alley for those who may be familiar with that group?
I think our style is very in the fact, like I said earlier, that we cover a much broader selection of blues. Kilbourne Alley is a great band, and they have a great Chicago kind of style to their band, which is their own, and which is a great thing to have. But we're so all over the place. Some of us want to do more Louisiana. Some of us want to do Tay. I mean, we cover from the 1920s all the way up to modern day people like Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Johnny Lang. So we try to span the broad. So if you come to a show, there's no matter if you're 22 or, you know, 62, there'll probably be a song you've heard somewhere.
What characterizes the Chicago blues?
The Chicago blues has a very simple, a basic pattern like the Delta, original Delta did with like the AAB pattern, but it's electric, which was the big thing they did in Chicago. All the Delta players went up to Chicago and started plugging in and forming bands with a fuller sound. So it's almost more, I guess you'd say, almost more in your face with the style that is incorporated. I mean, that's where you've got guys like Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, you know, and these guys had very loud, pronounced voices and a very unique or very their own style of playing.
Well, I was thinking that when I've heard Kilbourne Alley, maybe in your face is not a bad expression. I mean, I think they're terrific. But it's a real strong, powerful sound.
Yeah.
And at least in these that I've heard from you guys, it does vary, and it's maybe a little more laid back. Is that fair to say?
I would assume. I mean, some songs we do, we like I said, we try to be laid back. Now, a song like played earlier at Damn Right I Got the Blues, that's more, I mean, that's a Buddy Guy song. So it's a Chicago-style song. So we were going for kind of a more in-your-face type of sound there.
I should have asked right up front, and then I keep forgetting, but I'll ask now. Where did you come up with your name, Tympanic Blues Band?
Well, it's named after, you know, the eardrum is the tympanic membrane. And so our guitar player, Shelby, just loved that name. He said he was sitting in a doctor's office, and there was a chart on the wall of the ear, and the eardrum is called the tympanic membrane. And he just thought that would be a great name for a band since we listen to music.
Well, and you could say it has something to do with drums, too, because, of course, there's that the skin across the drum or plastic or whatever they make it out of is sort of the same principle. And not that you guys use timpani as in classical kettle drums, but that comes from the same term.
I have no idea about drums.
the tympanic, it's the drum, essentially. You know, we call it the eardrum, but or the tympanic membrane, it's the same thing. I think it's a great name. And I was struck by it when I saw it in the first place. Well, I do draw people's attention to the Decatur Blues Society. I don't have their website offhand. What do you know what it is offhand?
It's decaturblues.org.
Decaturblues.org. And they list lots of events as they come up. Yours happens to be one of the next ones.
Yeah.
I think Reverend Robert is doing a couple in our community. And
he's a great player. He plays the Delta and Piedmont style, all acoustic, finger picking. He's amazing to watch.
Well, we're actually trying to get him on the show too. Last I knew, he was trying to get his car fixed to be able to drive over here. But so hopefully that's right. You got to travel around, and so hopefully we'll get him soon. But Noah, it's been great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Noah Williams, vocalist and one of the guitarists with the Tympanic Blues Band, along with Shelby Strum. Nick Alexander plays keyboards, Andrew Hydeen bass, and John
Boda, for sure.
Boda. I know what it looks like, but it apparently isn't quite pronounced that way. He's the drummer. And you guys have a website or just your Facebook page?
Right now we just have the Facebook page.
And it's Tympanic. Well, you can just search for Tympanic Blues Band, and you'll find it on Facebook. And their gigs are listed there. But their next one is on the 26th, the day after Christmas, the post-Christmas blues party at Celebrity Nights Lounge, co-sponsored by, how do you say this, the Grill and Catering?
I have no idea how they pronounce that name.
Oh, well, it's spelled J-A-L-Y-R-I-H, Grill and Catering. It's on the 22nd Street in Decatur, the Celebrity Nights Lounge, from 5 to 8:30, and they're the featured artists. Will there be others on on that show as well?
No, that'll just be us.
And, well, you must have plenty of music to make it for 3.5 hours. And
Yeah. We love going that long. We have a great time playing, so it's not ever a problem to play as long as people want us to.
And so they can expect that you and Shelby, or maybe, or rather you and Nick, will play some interludes in between the band's numbers?
Oh, that's always a given.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. Sounds like a lot of fun. And I'll be in Pennsylvania, so I won't be able to get there, but hopefully lots of other listeners will.
Well, that would be great. We hope we turn out, and we're trying to make it over there to you guys in Champaign and Urbana and start playing over there some.
That would be fantastic. Maybe we can get you on the show somehow or another. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be great.
All right. Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Going to go out with Boom Boom. Oh, I should ask, whose tune is this one?
This is Little Walter, a harmonica player from Chicago. This is one of his, and we never understood, but it's a big crowd pleaser, and everybody sings along, but if you listen to the lyrics, we're not quite sure why the women like dancing to it.
Probably yeah. Enough said right there. All right, you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Boom, boom, out go the light.
the Tympanic Blues Band. Going to be playing at Celebrity Nights Lounge in Decatur on the 26th of December, the post-Christmas blues party from 5 to 8:30. This has been Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan rug dealer featuring the Antique Legends collection, rugs of legendary design with a subtle vintage patina. Sweeney Brothers at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. And on tomorrow's show, we'll have live in our studio Keith Harden playing and singing some more blues solo acoustic. He's going to be giving his Keithmas concert with various friends on Thursday evening, I believe, at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana.